From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Hashtag Protect Crop Insurance was the rallying cry for the troops at the recent Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau annual meeting, and last week's release of the White House budget proposing deep cuts in the program illustrates what the industry is up against to continue providing farmers with risk management tools. CURB Executive Vice President Michael Torrey says they are helping to educate people, especially members of Congress, about the importance of crop insurance to the nation and trying to dispel common misconceptions. The Trump administration is pushing what it calls a bold new approach to nutrition assistance, replacing the EBT card most SNAP recipients get with a pre-assembled box of canned food and other goods dubbed America's Harvest Box. According to AgWeb.com, OMB Director Mick Mulvaney likened the box to a meal kit delivery service and said the plan could save nearly $130 billion over 10 years. But the idea, tucked into President Trump's 2019 budget, has caused a firestorm, prompting scathing criticism from Democrats and nutrition experts who say the move would punish the poor. This week kicks off the 70th year of the celebration of National FFA Week, and the activities to promote and celebrate agriculture will take place throughout the week. National FFA Secretary Erica Baird says the basis of the week is for members to advocate for agriculture and their beloved FFA chapters that have impacted them while giving back to their local communities. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.